Hi, this is Jason from Woodland Ways Bushcraft and Survival. We're just currently setting up for our course, and tomorrow we've got a Bushcraft Basics Day course running where people will be coming in to discover the basic principles of bushcraft and survival surrounding fire, food, shelter and water. And there's also a foraging day course on as well, where we'll be looking at edible plants, medicinal plants, tree identification and the different properties of different woods. However, there's me, Jason, the leading expert. I arrive in the woodland and obviously I've brought all of my kit with me. I've brought my basher, I've brought my sleeping bag, and of course I've forgotten my roll mat. So we had some time to play with this afternoon, so what I've done is I've rectified the problem. If you just have a think about what we normally use roll mats for, your body loses body heat in a variety of different ways, and one of those is conduction. So if your body is in contact with an area that is colder than what you are, then your body heat will be conducted through to that area, hence the principle of the roll mat. So what do we do in a situation when we don't have that? Hopefully you'll be able to see from the picture there, is I've built a raised bed. There's many different types of beds out there, there's cot beds, etc. But the raised bed, it enables you to get off the damp ground. So hopefully what you can see from the picture there is all I've done is I've taken a couple of pine stems and place them on the ground just wider than shoulder width apart. On top of that, we've put three cross members just to raise the bed a little bit higher. And then over the top of that, I've used some further bits of pine that was just laying on the ground. They were nice and straight. And also a few bits of hazel in there as well. Now, obviously, if I just lay on top of those logs, I'm going to have a very uncomfortable night's sleep. So what we've done is I've put some pine boughs down. And on top of that is I've given it a layer of dried leaves as well. Now, it's important not to take the organic material that is slowly rotting underneath the top layer. So I've just taken the top layer of dry leaves. That gives me an area that my body will help to warm up as I lay on it, and it also acts a little bit of a mattress on the bed as well. So here's looking forward to a good night's sleep. The fire is on, the kettle is on, and I'm happy now that everywhere has been assessed and we're ready to go for the course. So we look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow that are booked onto it. And if you want to find out anything more about us, once again, my name is Jason and the company is Woodland Ways Bushcraft and Survival. You can find us on www.woodland-ways.co.uk.